Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from England, we have Father Ewan Marley. Father Ewan is prior of Blackfriars in Cambridge, and the title of his preaching today is In and Out of the House.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus called the people to him and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a man from outside can make him unclean. Tis the things that come out of a man that make him unclean. If anyone has ears to hear, let him listen to this." When he had gone back into the house away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Do you not understand either? Can you not see whatever goes into a man from outside cannot make him unclean? Because it does not go into his heart, but through his stomach, and passes out into the sewer. Thus he pronounced all foods clean." And he went on, "It is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. For it is from within, from men's hearts, that evil intentions emerge. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within and make a man unclean." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the recurrent events, well, minor event, but it is an event of sorts that we find in the Gospels, is Christ going into houses or coming back out of them. That sounds like a rather trivial thing, but I think there is some meaning here. There's also some practicality. One reason he goes into a house is to visit the person inside the house. So he goes into the house where the little girl has died, or he allows himself to be invited to meals with notorious sinners, tax collectors, people like that. He goes into Zacchaeus' house, says, "I must dine with you." As an example, he's going with a person who's despised by his own people, and yet he converts him. But there's also another thing about going into houses. He goes into the house for privacy. Here we're told he goes into the house to get away from the crowd. But in the house itself, he often takes his disciples. You see this more than the Gospel of Matthew than today's Gospel, the Gospel of Mark. And he takes them into the house so that in the privacy he can explain the meaning of the parable. Except that doesn't work very well because they don't really get it. They don't understand. So the practical use of a house, a small private place. I think it's fair enough to say that it's also a sign of the house that we ourselves must go into when we want to understand, which is not just a building or a room, useful as that is. After all, we Dominicans have our rooms, we should call them cells, because a lot of our work is done in a private room on our own. The solitary part of our life where we sit and read and think, perhaps pray. But you're not really in the room unless you're inside yourself. That's why you go into the privacy, you try to understand your own self. We, in a way, enter into ourselves. It's a curious phrase that seems to be in the story in the Gospel of Luke about the prodigal son, when he converts, when he realises how his life has been ruined, down the toilet, I might say, which is fits in with today's Gospel, the only Gospel that mentions sewers, as is politely put. He does it by going into himself. He understands his own self by going into himself. He realises where he is. Which is what's interesting about this internal journey into the self. You go into yourself not so much to see things but as to understand where you are. And the reason for that is that the self that we have isn't sealed off at all. That's what Christ is saying. We conjure up evil things in our heart and then they come out. And what do they come out into? They come out into the world, into our life. And then we get lost. So the trick is to go into yourself and examine what's there. And then consider how you can change what's there inside so as it can come out. That's the point. It's not just a question of looking at ourself and ignoring the world, but rather accepting we're in the world. It's where we are. And look around our life. Look around how we live. You see that it comes from what we are inside, coming out. So that going in and out of the house in the gospel is actually a symbol of human life. Going into ourselves doesn't make us good. Because after all, we can go into ourselves and then just brood. That's what people do. They get angrier and angrier about small things. Or they start to allow their emotions or desire for good things to corrupt them. That's what he talks about, theft, murder, avarice, malice. We can generate sin inside of ourselves. If we go into ourselves and remember too, and this is the other part of the symbol, we go into ourselves with Jesus. He comes into ourselves with us. He enters the house of our heart with us. We are not alone. And in his presence, a presence we can allow ourselves to be aware of by seeing it as basically mercy, forgiveness. He'll forgive every sin, every weakness, every wrongdoing, every shabby little thought that we have. In that presence, in that mercy, we can start to deal with the bad things inside ourselves. The urge for more, the feeling that we'd rather have more than our brothers and sisters, that to be more, to have more, to win. Except that victory isn't worth winning. And the lust, the desires, the angers, as he calls it, the slander, envy, pride. As he sums up all these things, is basically one word, the last word, folly. These evil things, as he says, can be dealt with if we are inside of ourselves with Christ. Allow him to come into the house with us, just as he comes into the house with the apostles. Allow him to explain the truth to us. Which is to say, we understand simply as mercy. We know what sin is. It's forgiveness, it's a mystery. It's a being forgiven, it's a mystery. So that's what we should do as Christians, which is go in and out of the house of Jesus. Quite simple. That means spending time in a church, on our own, perhaps on a hillside. It doesn't have to be a physical house, some lonely place, the way Christ takes his disciples to lonely places. Somewhere basically where we're not distracted, and then we can think and be aware. And remember, Christian thought is always thought with Christ, just as Christian life is always life with Christ.